Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm grateful you've joined me wherever you are in the world, because today I'm talking about forgetting the past. Well, the scripture I'm going to open with is from Isaiah 43:18, where God is speaking through the prophet Isaiah. And he said, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing." You know, your past may have been filled with contentment and joy, or maybe the past year was full of hurt, pain, confusion, or a mixture of both, like it is for most of us. Well, God says to us in Isaiah, don't consider the things of old. Don't live in the past. No, we can't control the past, and we can't let the past control us. For instance, if someone betrayed you in the past and you don't trust them and then don't feel you can trust anybody, that's letting the past control you. And if you ask, God's power will help you break the chains of your past so you can face tomorrow, anticipating and ready to receive God's blessing and favor. I have a friend whose husband went to heaven less than a year ago, and having experienced that myself almost 2 years ago, I know the loneliness and emptiness we feel walking into the house alone or sipping a cup of tea alone. So whether it's the loss of a mate, illness, loss of a job, broken relationships, or any one of a myriad of problems, it isn't easy to forget the past. But we can make the choice toward the wholeness that God offers us. Yes, God said, forget the things of the past. And you know, when I read that scripture over and over, it finally dawned on me that God didn't say, forget only the bad things of your past, but keep remembering the good things and comparing the good relationships in the past with your life today and just stay stuck in the past. No, God in his wisdom knows that we need to choose to think of our future and what God's plan is for us. So whatever your past may have been, may I encourage you to look ahead to the blessings of the future. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, to give you a future and a hope." Well, this next song says, "A man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, heaven has given him the prize. When nothing can take away his song, then he's rich in the Lord's eyes." I think you'll love this encouraging song. And now here is Carol Roberson singing, "A Man Who Can Sing."
A man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing has found true peace and happiness. The song that he sings deep within his heart tells the world he's really been blessed. A man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing has found the greatest treasure of all. The secret that a rich man are trying to find, he can have at his beck and call. True riches are found when someone finds the Lord. Their mansion is waiting in the sky. Even though they have little in this world, they'll find it in the sweet by and by. A man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, heaven has given him the prize. When nothing can take away his song, then he's rich in the Lord's eyes. True riches are found when someone finds the Lord. Their mansion is waiting in the sky. Even though they have little in this world, they'll find it in the sweet by and by. A man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, heaven has given him the prize. When nothing can take away his soul, then he's rich in the Lord's eyes. Then he's rich in the Lord's eyes.
Oh, yes, a man or a woman who can sing when he hasn't got a thing is rich in the Lord's eyes. You know, that song isn't talking about our beautiful or not so beautiful voice. It's talking about what's in our heart. Yes, we can sing praises to him always. Well, I started the program talking about forgetting our past, which can keep us stuck. And as we learn to let go, no matter how horrific it's been, we can expect God to replace the hurt and pain in our lives. In fact, I came across a wonderful verse in Isaiah 61:3, where God says, "I will give you bouquets of roses for ashes." What do the ashes represent for us? Well, in our fireplace, ashes are what's left over when everything is burned up. The ashes can represent our broken dreams, our disappointments, our hurts, our pain. For God to give us beauty for our ashes, an exchange must occur. We can't hold on to our ashes, those old hurts, and try to receive something beautiful from God, the roses that he offers. If we cling to our ashes, our mind, our heart, our emotions will be so full of the old hurts and broken dreams and destroyed plans and goals. Yes, we have to choose to lay aside the ashes of our lives. Is it easy? No, I can tell you from experience, it's not. We're used to our ashes. We're used to our old hurts, the people who betrayed us, thinking about them over and over. But at least they're familiar, like an old cozy blanket. May not be beautiful, but we're used to it. Well, if we want to move into the new life that God offers us in our future, to receive his bouquets of roses, then we have to be willing to give him the ashes of our lives. We need to accept God's promise that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, including giving up the hurts of our past. Yes, we need to accept that God wants us to be the victor, not the victim. And as we choose to seek God for restoration, for the new thing he wants to do in our lives, we must make a decision to let go of our past and receive the roses, the new things that God has for us, and let him make something beautiful of our lives. Well, now here is the praise and worship group singing Something Beautiful.
Confusion.
Yes, indeed. God wants to make something beautiful of all of our lives. Well, in case you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy and your host for this Psalms of Hope program. I'm so happy you've joined me. My theme for this program is forgetting the past. And I've been talking about forgetting the past and trying new things, like Isaiah said we should do. What brand new things do you want to happen in your life? A new job, a new relationship, a healed body, miracles for your children or grandchildren? You know, sometimes we can see God answering our prayers and doing miracles, but sometimes the storms of life cloud our vision and day after day becomes dull and gray. Well, maybe it's a good time to look at things in our life we do have control over, such as reducing the number of days or maybe months in which we feel our circuits are overloaded. We have too much to do. Maybe it's time to learn to say no to some of the things we don't want to do anyway. Well, no matter where you are in your life, focus on this truth, that God is working on your behalf behind the scenes in your life, and you can trust him because he assures us that he is faithful and he always will be. Remember that his plan for you today is expressed in Jeremiah 29:11, where God says his plans for you are to give you a hope and a future. So ask God to help you with whatever it is you're struggling with. The Bible says that it pleases God when we seek him and ask him to guide us. Ask him for his favor and blessings with whatever your issue is, whatever you're struggling with. He loves you so much. You're his beloved child. And as his child, he wants you to trust him and look to him for every need that you have. Well, when this program's over, why not pour a cup of tea and write down some of the things that you'd like to accomplish in the future? As you let go of your past and open your heart to what God wants to do in your life today, he will help you take hold of the brand new things that he has in store for you today and every day. Well, now for some music by some good friends of mine, the Celebrant Singers. Here they are, All My Life.
Through the good and bad of life.
yes, all my life, God, you have been faithful. That's so true for all of us, I know. Well, you know, it's raining today as I organize my thoughts to share with you, my dear listeners. And it seems really quite cozy and wonderful to have weather, since it brings out the beautiful spring flowers here in Montana. Well, periodically, I ask the Lord to give me a word or a little slogan to remind me that He's at work in my life. And the thought that keeps rumbling around in my head these days is surrender and trust. At first it surprised me, but then I began to think of the many areas in my own life, and I assume yours, where we must surrender and trust God about a certain situation. Some things we can control, like trying to keep our schedule down to a manageable level, but many things like my friend's illness or a wayward child or some hurt or a disappointment that's happening, we must surrender to God. Yes, I believe it's up to me to believe that God is at work behind the scenes on my behalf. And I believe God wants us to pray for others for answers in their lives. But ultimately, I guess whether it's in our life or that of our loved ones, we must learn to surrender to His will, because it will always be for our good. We must learn to trust God no matter what it appears to be. And we know God will really help us through any situation that comes our way. And as we do, we can stand on Romans 8, 38 and 39, which says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Well, yes, that's His promise to you today and always. Nothing, nothing can separate you from God's love. So why not make a new commitment and begin with a decision to believe in God's promises, to surrender to Him, knowing His will for us is always for our good, even if we don't understand it at the moment. Yes, let's put our trust in Him and keep that foremost in our mind when things just don't go the way we had hoped. Truly, God is worthy of our trust. He's a faithful God. Well, now for some music by another friend of mine, Lily Knowles. She sings, "God on the Mountain."
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. It's down in the valley. with trials and temptations. It's when faith, your faith, is really put to the test.
Yes, the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. Oh, what a wonderful reminder of God's love for you. Well, I hope you've been encouraged to believe God for a new future in your life. As I mentioned in the beginning, Isaiah 43, 28 and 19, here's another translation. It says, "But forget the past. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do. For I'm going to do a brand new thing. See, I have already begun." What an exciting promise God has made to us in that scripture. And he further promises us in Lamentations 3:22, God's mercies are new every morning. So, if God wants us to begin each morning with fresh mercies from him, and he calls on us to forget the past and look ahead to see the brand new thing he wants to do in our lives, why would we want to dwell in the past? Even if our past was mostly good, there's always a mix of joy along with hurts and failures. Yes, God above everyone else knows our journey, our joys, our pain, our disillusionment, our disappointments, and our joys. Yes, God knows exactly where we are today. He knows our thoughts, our fears, and intrepidation about the future. But just think of it. God, the creator of the universe, the God who flung the stars in space, who keeps the planets in their orbit, says through the prophet Jeremiah that he, this same God, has a plan for your life. He has mapped out a great future for you, filled with hope. Why? Because he loves you. Yes, John reminds us of this in John 15:9, where he says, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love." Dear friend, believe in the goodness of God and his love for you, in the provision he has made for you, and follow after him in all his ways. As you do, you will find God's favor and direction to help you in every circumstance that may come your way. Oh, may our prayer for the coming week be, God, help me to see the new thing you want to do in my life. Well, I do have a little book called New Beginnings, and if you write or email me, I'll be happy to send it to you to encourage you further. This is Samantha Landy, and I hope you'll write or email me today. And remember, God loves you with an unconditional love that will keep you forever and always.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.